In 2011, I gave up smoking and entered my very first race. 2 years later, I ran my first full marathon. In 2014, I signed up for the race I swore I'd never do when I started running, the Goofy Race and a Half Challenge at the Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend. A half marathon on Saturday, followed by a full marathon the very next day. I started my 29-week training program, and then I got injured. Now, 2 years later, I'm ready to finish what I started. I've got my eyes set on signing up for and this time finishing the 2018 Goofy Race and a Half Challenge. There are a few obstacles to get over along the way, but it all begins now on this episode of Matt Goes Running Goofy Redemption. Welcome to Matt Goes Running. I am Matt, and this is the second episode since the relaunch of the show. Still not quite sure how to name or number these, so I'm not going to really bother. That's a detail. It isn't really necessarily that important. What's important is putting the recordings together. Well, I guess what's most important is getting out there so that I have some recordings to make, and then putting the recordings together, and then doing the studio intro and wrap-up. So this one is, I guess if there was any theme to it, it's going to be mainly about gadgets and gear, because I got a new gadget, which I'll talk about in, I think, the second set of recordings. They're in this recordings. You'll hear it, so no need to point out when it is. Can't really miss it. And I also got a new pair of shoes because I took a good look at the shoes I'd been running in, and I probably shouldn't have been running in those the last recording. But that's all behind me now because I got new shoes, and I do talk quite extensively about my new shoes in one of these recordings. So why don't we just get right to it? Here are this week's recordings for Matt Goes Running.
Okay. Kind of missed my intro to the day there. Spending the whole time on my warm-up trying to post a video on Twitter that I totally forgot to record, mainly because the LTE connection is so bad in that part of the neighborhood. But that video was important. Had to go up. Anyway, out for a short run tonight. We're recording another show. Actually, it's Catacombs of Halloween Horror Nights. I don't know why I wouldn't say that in the first place. It's our 26th, Halloween Horror Nights 26 full review. I know you're probably saying it's after the event, but that's what we do. We do it after the event. We report on the event, but we don't review it and do like a no, an all spoiler-rific, no holds bar review till after, because we really do try to gear the show to first-time goers, so we don't want to have spoilers throughout the entire season. But I think we do enough to entice people to go without it. And our listeners have said they look forward to our review, even though it comes after. Kind of keeps the event going, I guess, in a sense. And it's the day after the election, so I have no qualms about talking about something else that I like to talk about. So that's it. Other than that, I'll tell you about anything that strikes my fancy along the way. I can't believe I just said that, but I did. I'll leave it in, and I'll be back. Okay, almost at the point where I'm thinking about turning around and headed back. The only thing of note is probably for anyone that may have seen me while doing this, I'm listening to heavy metal covers of pop songs by Leo Maricaroli? Wow, yeah, that's not right. I should have had that in front of me. I don't, but I'll fix that later. But anyway, I believe he's Norwegian. He does heavy metal cover songs of pop songs. Songs that you almost would never think or should be heavy metal. My point is, I was kind of so into my run and so into the song that I was singing along, but I had headphones on. And the song was Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go by Wham. But of course, heavy metal version. But no one that would have heard me singing would know what I was listening to. So they probably got a chuckle out of it. Not that there was anyone around. Well, that's not true. I did go through a parking lot. Someone may have heard me. Anyway, if I could make someone laugh without trying to, that's a win in my book. Anyway, man, I really wish I remember what his name was, because I did slaughter that. Look up Leo Heavy Metal Covers on YouTube, and he's, I believe, the only one. Well, if you find one that is by a cover of Wham, then you know you found him. Anyway, I'll probably be back to wrap this up. Okay, second day for this episode. And I think I realized the other day while I was driving, completely unrelated to the show, that I never recorded a kind of wrap up to my last run. Maybe because there was really nothing else that happened, or maybe I just forgot, or I don't know. So I can tell you, I recall nothing exciting or bad happening from the last recording to the time I remembered, so I guess that's a good thing. Anyway, I am out today. As you can hear, I've already done a little bit of running. I'm in a walking interval. I have a new toy. I have my new Apple Watch, which is have almost all self-contained for this. Has music, has a GPS, has all the fitness features. Does have a recorder that I think will save files locally, but I haven't figured it out yet, so I did bring my phone along to record, just in case. Actually, not even just in case, because I haven't figured it out. That's really what I mean to say. So I will get that figured out, and I will be going gearless, just my watch, which will be nice. Although, not that this is a big deal to carry my phone. But that's all I got so far. I'll be back on another break. Well, actually, before I go on a break, you heard me kind of just slow down there because I was getting out of the way of a girl on a bike. But I thought she had her hair in like pigtails, but they weren't. She was wearing cat ears as she rode. So that kind of slowed down in my talk there, is me making sure I saw what I saw. Not that that's that unusual. It's just you expect to see one thing and see another, kind of throws you off. So anyway, now I will be, wrap this up. I don't know I'm going to say. I'll be back. How's that? Not really at any real point in this particular workout. I think I'm going to be turning around in a little while here. But like I said, since I'm not really goal noting or talking about anything pace related or running wise, I just tell any stories that come up. One came up. I was just, jogging down the road. This couple, I don't know, in their 20s maybe, they just kind of saw me coming and crossed the street. Like, not where you, anywhere where you were near a cross. And I picture the look on my face. I know I've seen pictures of me at a race. And I've actually heard people say, like, my resting face is like the male equivalent of BRF. Like, I'm... I have this constant look like I'm ready to kill somebody. I'm not, it's just, I guess, how my face is. But I'm guessing they probably caught a glance of my face, and it looked like I was maybe sneering at them for being on my path, which was, of course, not the case. But, like I said, I've seen pictures of my face running. It's kind of scary. I may have scared them. I hope not, but oh well. Can't make everybody happy, I guess. That's the only real story I had. Now that I tell it out loud, it's not all that good of a story. It's kind of funny when it's in my head, but not so much when I say it. Anyway, that's what you get for free entertainment, folks. I'll be back. Just hit the halfway point. Just turned around. Couple notes. First one, which I just added now because I just heard it in my own voice. It is, I don't know if there's a weather change or if there's just something in the air, if it's a high pollen count. My nose will not breathe, so if you hear some extra breathy recordings or have heard some, that's why. I'm also kind of struggling to make my voice clear. I'm having to over enunciate because I'm doing all the breathing and all the talking and everything through my mouth. There's nothing going in and out of my nose. It is swollen shut. I should have took something before I left, but didn't really think about it. No big deal. Second note, watch is accurate, which I really expected it to be. It is dead on. I went to an exact point that I know is 2 miles from the first step on the curb across the street at my house. Looked at my watch. As I looked at my watch, it vibrated at the 2 mile mark. So that's good. I figured it was. I've really heard of all the bad things I do hear about this watch. Its GPS function is not one of them. That always has seemed to be, no one really talks about it. Because it's not bad. You hear a lot about the bad stuff, unless you have the good one of those Apple file sites, which I don't, because I like my Apple devices, but not that much. But anyway, so that was good news. My other GPS watch, my Garmin, was pretty accurate up to about 15 miles, and after that, it started to get a little weird. Like, it would just be a little short. For instance, in a marathon, like, when I crossed 26.2 miles, I would say I had, actually, I guess it's not short, I guess it's a little, I'm not sure what you would call it. If I did 26.2 miles in a marathon, it said I would do closer to 27, so it would add stuff on. I wasn't quite keeping up, I guess, so it's weird. So, like, I would be, after 15 miles, let's say I'm, like, going 17 to 18, then that mile range, and I think I'm at 18, but I'm really not. I still got, like, a tenth of a mile to go. That usually kind of sucked, because I was like, oh,
I'm not quite there. So, but anyway, I mean, really though, it's, we're talking like a half mile after 26 miles difference. That's not that big a deal. It's better than the old fashioned way, like my father used to do at my age. Like literally, he would run, then get in his car and look at his odometer to see how far he went. That's not a joke. That's what he used to do. Actually, probably when he was younger than me, so even longer ago. But anyway, the last story is, and I gotta stop doing this right now. At one point while I was running on a running interval, the thought in my head came, wow, is Goofy gonna be hard? Is that a long ways away? I can't even begin to start thinking like that right now, or it's going to sabotage everything. So, saying that as a reminder to myself, and for anyone listening, it is 14 months away. I can't already start telling myself I can't do it. So, let's get that out of our heads right now. And when I say ours, I mean me and the voices in my head that are telling me that. Anyway, I'm taking a little longer break than usual for no reason other than I'm just out here to have fun. So, still got a couple runs and I'll be home. I'm sure I'll get a recording, at least one in there, as I go. Okay, I am on, I think, like the last mile, and I'm going by a church. It's a new church because 200 churches in this town alone wasn't enough. We needed another church. Anyway, there's a wedding and they're all set up to get their pictures taken. And as I turned the corner, I noticed everyone in the wedding party's back is to me, which means there's a distinct possibility I might be in their wedding pictures. I'm probably a gray blur. I'm wearing a gray shirt. But still, that's something. I don't think that's ever happened. I've been recording this show for a couple years, and I've never been, there's never been the possibility of me being behind someone's wedding picture before. So that's an absolute first for this episode. Had to share that. So, hope to build another church somewhere around here. I'll be back. I do believe this is run number 3 for this recording, if I'm not mistaken. And I've already done my first run interval. That's pretty much the way I do it now. Take my walk. First walk, first run interval. I guess me out of the neighborhood. I can talk freely. Don't have to worry about people giving me weird looks because I'm talking into my phone at a weird angle. Just worry about them giving me weird looks for whatever normal reason they would. Mostly because I'm running. So, I don't think I have much to share right now. Oh, yeah, no, okay. Maybe I do, as I think about it. You heard about my new toy last episode. So I do have my Apple Watch going again. Did not sync music to it yet, nor try the recorder. So I'm not going one device free yet. But I also have new running shoes. I did want to mention that. Kind of breaking them in. I took a real good look. Actually, I didn't even need to take a good look. I took a look at my last pair, the ones I've been running in. I've had for over a year now. Yeah, they are, they're done. I don't know what the mileage is on them. We can tell by the soles, they are done. So, did some research. I really wanted to stick with the Saucony Hurricanes. But the Hurricane ISO last year was utter trash. It did nothing for my feet. It didn't fit the heel. Didn't give me the arch support that the Hurricanes are supposed to be known for. Just all around incredibly uncomfortable shoe. They ruined it, basically. So the ISO 2s have come out since then, and I read a lot on them, and a lot of people that had the same exact initial impression I had said that they went back and have redone the shoe. Kept the name ISO, but it's the support is back, the heel fit is back. The only complaints people really had is that they're half size small. I rolled the dice and got the right size. They don't seem small. My foot size is kind of in between a size and a half size, or a half size and a full size anyway. So I figured I had room to play with. I have no complaints with that. I will tell you they're hurting my arches right now, but I know why. It's because I completely wore out the support of my last pair. And this is the first run I've had since restarting this show with proper foot support. And it all came back to me. I'm like, oh yeah, this happens every time I get new insoles and new shoes. But we're going to break them in. I'm very happy with the heel fit. That was my biggest problem because I'm very susceptible to heel blisters because my feet in the front, to run it down real quick, the front of my feet are kind of disproportionately wide than most runners, I think. So I kind of loosen up the entire shoe once I slip my foot in. So the heel has to be perfect. If it's not, it rubs up and down. I get the worst blisters. That's what I was getting with the ISO ones. Not with these. Heel has not moved, hasn't even budged, so I'm happy about that. Between that and the arch support, I think I'm good. So, if not, you will hear about it. Well, let's see, what time is it? My walking interval is up in about 20 seconds, so I'm going to go, and I'll be back in a little bit. All right, I just turned around at the halfway point. I'm testing out the GPS again, and this time it was just a little short. We're talking, like, not even stone's throw. We're talking, 10 feet, 15 feet off from 2 miles where it was last time. Still in the ballpark. So I'm going to guess that Apple accommodates for these things. It probably has some weird algorithm making up for the distance as I go back, and everything will be okay. In fact, I would be, if it was a little short and I turned around early, I might be short when I come back. We'll see. But anyway, no complaints. 10 feet, I'll take 10 feet. It's better than a tenth of a mile. So, right shoe, notes on the shoes, right shoe, I had to stop and re-tag because it got a little loose. That may just be from having, you know, not tightened it right first time I put it on. Could be a million things. Could be loosening up faster than the left. Could be my right foot. As you all probably know, at least people have been listening to the show for a while, pretty much from the knee down on my right side is a total wreck. I mean, there's so many things wrong with that leg. And with that, my ankle is hurting a little bit, again, from readjusting my step because my soles are being supported and my feet are being turned, inside of my feet are being turned upward more than they have been the past few runs, even before I started to show up again. And, well, long story short, if you don't know, I broke my ankle in Las Vegas, but I didn't know it. I thought it was just a bad sprain, and I was being a little stubborn, I guess. Well, no, I just didn't know. I thought it was just a bad sprain. Kept walking on it for 2 weeks. I was there working. Kept working on it for 2 weeks. It wasn't until a long, long, long plane ride home when I finally stopped really moving. And there was I wasn't laying on my back, and the blood could actually rush to my feet. When I got up from the plane, I realized there's a problem. I should probably see a doctor. That's why I found out I actually broke my ankle and had broken it for 2 weeks. So probably did more damage walking on it than when I actually broke it. And then ever since then, things have just been achy. I mean, put your a joint like that through some trauma, it hurts first, but it's not debilitating, so it just hurts a little bit. It could even be the muscles, because it was immobilized for, it felt like forever, and the muscles around that ankle, and that, well, mainly around that ankle, or that what did they go into, a little bit of I want to say apogee. That ain't right. It's not effigy. It's somewhere between those two words, and it's a medical term, and you probably know what it is, and you're probably laughing at me because I can't think of it, but they were that. The muscles were that, and I went through some rehab to get them back to functioning, but when they go through a little more than the average wear and tear, like running 4 miles in brand new shoes, they hurt a little bit, so they're okay, though. I'll make it through. I'll be okay. In fact, now that I'm on a walking break interval, pain's actually going away. So that is really it. I think I may have walked through my entire, or talked through my entire walking break, but that's okay. Because again, I'm just out here for fun tonight, so I still got a little ways to go. I'll get home. I'll probably be back with a, probably be, yeah. I'm not even going to try to say that again, because I apparently can't get that sentence out. But when I am, it'll be the wrap-up. All right, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up now. I have one running interval away from probably being done. The running intervals should take me right to the house. So I'm going to go ahead and record my wrap-up. Only thing really to note, apart from the new shoes, was actually feel really good now. So they're breaking in quite nicely. Should be good by another full week of runs. Besides that, oh, yes, something that has never, ever happened, I don't think, since starting this series happened. I was crossing an intersection, and a car approached and actually stopped like a good distance from the crosswalk, waited for me to cross, instead of zipping out in front of traffic like they always do. Not, obviously that guy doesn't, because he didn't do it that time, but people normally do. In all honesty, I don't think that has ever happened. Not just in these recordings, but any run in this neighborhood. I don't know if it's just a Central Florida thing, or if it's a just the way people are nowadays thing. Wow. That really didn't mean that to make me sound as old as I meant it to make that sound. Wait, that sentence was terrible. Take bits and pieces of that, rearrange it till you find something you like. And that's what I meant. But anyway, and with that, I completely lost my train of thought. So good run, I guess that is what I'm trying to say. So that is it for these runs, because now I'm going to go to the studio, record the intro and outro, and mix this together for Wednesday. And then my next run will be that Wednesday. So I may adjust the schedule a little bit so I can record on weekends the studio stuff. But right now, I'm good. I'm not too busy. with Christmas coming and all our Christmas specials, of course, that'll change. But don't know why I'm telling you that. You won't notice because it'll still be on Wednesday. So here we go, back to the studio.
All right, that does it for this episode. I'll be back again next week. Interesting realization this week, just moments ago. Next week is Thanksgiving Day weekend. Now, while the next episode that comes out won't feature this, the episode after that is actually going to fall over the Space Coast Half Marathon. I did mention that in the last episode. I'm not really nervous about it. I just was like, oh, geez, it's here. So I know I'm going to be walking most of it. I know I'm going to be walking a lot of it. And that's really not that big a deal because, honestly, the Halloween season brings Halloween Horror Nights, as I'm sure you know, and a full night of Halloween Horror Nights done right can be a half marathon, even more so if you do something during the day. So I know I can walk the distance, not worried about it. Gonna run it a little bit, not gonna push myself, not gonna get hurt. Gotta get this one in because next year is the end of the five-year challenge, so I can't miss this. I'm just not going to be setting any records, any personal records, that's for sure. But that won't be for another 2 weeks from now in these recordings, but you will hear about that. You'll probably hear me stress out a little more next week about it in those recordings. So just stay tuned for that, I guess, and see how much I do freak out in the end. So, well, until then, I guess that's a good place to wrap up. I will say thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Matt Goes Running is part of the NeoZazz.com Internet Entertainment Network. For more great series and original entertainment, visit our website at NeoZazz.com. Catch all the latest news for Matt Goes Running and NeoZazz on our Facebook page at Facebook.com/NeoZazzPodcast and from our Twitter account at NeoZazz. To learn how to help support this show and all the work we do at NeoZazz, please check out our Patreon page at Patreon.com/NeoZazz. Thanks for listening.